Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here on this Memorial Day weekend. Thank God for another opportunity we have to come and worship together and fellowship with God. You know, this church business is very serious. God created the world. God made the world. And He put in this world a system. Isn't it amazing how the sun never bumps into the moon? Or none of the universe ever collides with one another? Because when God spoke it, He spoke with a system. So when we come to church and we fellowship together, it's not just something we enjoy doing, even though I love it and I enjoy doing it, but it's more than that. It's a system God created that man will not forsake the assembling of himself together to come and to study the Word of God and learn about Him. Because this book right here is full of Him, because it is Him. And when you read these words, you're reading the words of God. Someone said, if you want to touch God, just get your Bible, lay your hand on it, and you're touching God. Isn't that awesome? God has always wanted to communicate with us. God has done everything possible to communicate with us, because He's a real God. He's not just something we pull out on Easter and celebrate and put back, then Christmas we bring Him back out. He's a 365 God every day. And when you read the Bible, it's a book of instruction. It's a book of history. It's a book of love stories. It's a book of principles. It's a book that God has given us that as we study it, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that's the key, we will learn more about Him and prepare ourselves for Him. So we began in Hebrews a couple weeks ago. So if you'll turn there with me, we'll go back to Hebrews. And Hebrews is a beautiful book because the author is not known, as we've said, that God is the author. And we've been using the first couple of verses there to build our message on understanding the voice of God. Understanding the voice of God. Last week we learned about discernment, how critical it is to learn to discern God's voice, to learn to separate that voice from every other voice, because in life we get confused. In life there's a lot of voices in your ears. And I'm going to say this, to hear from God takes 100% discipline. You just don't hear from God, because you got to understand there are so many forces against you hearing from God. Have you ever said, well, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to pray, and as you started praying, the phone rung, something happened, somebody's ringing the doorbell, something's going, so you know, you wonder, where's all that coming from? The enemy don't want you to communicate with God. God created you. You are created image of God. And when He formed you in the dust of the earth, the Bible says that He knelt down and He breathed into that and you became a living soul. God's breath is in you right now. Think about that. Take a deep breath. All right, some of you going to try it again. Take a deep breath. You know where that is? That's God. That air that you're breathing is God. So He created you with a system that you would hear from Him. He shows us that in Genesis when He created Adam and Eve. And what is the first thing God did? He dwelt with them every day. Why? Because He did not create you that you would just roam in the world and find your own way. He created you as a shepherd, guaranteed to lead you and guide you in Psalms 23. But the words we want to look at this morning again, God who had, chapter 1, verse 1 in Hebrews, God who at sundry times in divers manners. That means that God who in different way, different times and in different ways spoke to us in times past and to the fathers by the prophets, hath in the last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now what is he talking about there? He's talking about the Word of God. So we began to learn last week that understanding God's voice, number one, is you've got to learn discernment. When the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, when the Bible tells us to pray every day, you know, when we were children coming up in Vacation Bible School, we were taught to say our prayers every day. We were taught to say our blessings and all those kind of things. And before we went to bed at night, to make sure we had our bedtime prayer. Why is that? Because it's important for our life to communicate with God. Nothing more is more valuable in your life right now than learning the art of communicating with God. God wants to communicate. So, number one, we talked about discernment. Today we're going to talk about understanding dialogue. The writer of Hebrews said that God in different ways and at different times spoke to us. How does God speak to us? I've never heard God's voice audibly, preacher. Well, I've never heard his voice audibly, but I've heard his voice in my heart. Again, I remind you, you were created by God, and inside of you is the minister of the Holy Spirit. The minister of the Holy Spirit is that mechanism, that system inside of you that alerts you when things are not right. You know, he'll speak to your heart and tell you, watch out here, do this, do that. You know what I'm talking about, those of you that have served him for a while. He speaks to us. God is not a God that sits on a throne and just dominates and rules and never speaks to us. Every day, the thrill of God and the joy of God is when your children speak to him. Have you ever had one of your children come up to you and say they just love you for no reason? Have you ever had a phone call from one of your children who don't live here and they say, Mom, Dad, I was just thinking about you today. Won't you know I love you? You know what? You can't put dollar bills on that, can you? You can't do that. So, it's important. So how does God speak to us today? Well, I'm going to give you a couple things. First thing that comes to mind is vision. God speaks in vision. Now, I want to caution you right here. Because there are a lot of people today who say that God has shown them a vision. Well, I want to say this on the outset. Everything God does is based and backed on his word. God never does anything outside of his word. If somebody tells you that God told me to tell you something, and they tell you something, and it's totally out of the character of God, you don't have to receive it. You remember what I said last week? That everybody don't have the right to speak in your life. Your life is valuable. Your life is a gift from God. That breath you just breathe, every time I walk by somebody that's got oxygen, you know, you see them with the oxygen in their nose and all, I just say a little prayer for them because that has got to be terrible to struggle to breathe. But every one of us are so gifted. Right where you are right now, you are gifted because you've got the breath of God in your life. Now I want you to know that's true. I saw my mama breathe her last breath. I never thought that I could do it, but God gave me the strength to do it. But I stood over her and I watched her breathe her last breath. She breathed deep, her back bent, and she breathed her last breath. I want to tell y'all something. When she breathed that last breath and the Holy Spirit left her body was totally different. She was mama, but she didn't look like she did before. You want to know why? Because the gift of life is from God. Amen? The gift of life is from God. And I want to say I'm so glad that when I breathe my last breath here, my next breath's going to be in celestial air. Amen. My next breath's going to be with God. But God does speak in vision. If God gives you a vision of something that's going to happen, it'll happen. If God shows you a vision and tells you, now He does do that, but be aware, make sure that it's God. The Bible says to try the spirits to make sure they're God. And I want to say this, if it is indeed God, it will always come to pass. Amen. The second thing, the way God speaks is, and I'm talking about number two, understanding dialogue, how He communicates through circumstances. And I want you to understand that it's critical that you walk with God with a voice to hear the Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Don't the word say that? He that hath an ear, let him hear. You got to understand that God uses circumstances sometimes to speak to us. Now God shows us in the midst of circumstances sometimes, detours in our life, things that we need to be aware of. You want to know why? Because God protects us. Aren't you glad of that? Romans 8:28 says, that scripture there, we've debated it time and time again, that all things work together. But I want to tell you this, God is watching over your life every day. God does not manipulate circumstances. But in the midst of your circumstance, God is in control. I want you to hear that. We have all been in circumstances before that's beyond our control. We've all been in situations before that we were just overwhelmed. But God was in the midst. You're going to go through things in life that just don't seem right. You're going to go through things in life that you will not understand, and today you still don't understand. But God is the God of circumstance. The enemy came to Job that day, and you know the story, said, you know, the only reason Job was successful is because you just protect him all the time. You don't let nothing happen to him. God said, all right, I'll back away. But you know God won't go back away completely because that's His child. You mamas, you know where your child is. You're going to take care of your child. Daddy, you know you're going to protect that child. So God, you know the story of Job, how the enemy came in, and God shows us through that the enemy's going to try us. Trials and tribulations are going to come. But have no fear. He's overcome the world. How does God speak to us? Number three, through the Holy Spirit. Now I want you to understand the Holy Spirit is real. It's God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Now, we in our body and in our mind and our intellect are limited when we talk about the Trinity. But they're one, yet they're all three different. But the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to give you direction and inspire you in the way that God would have you to go. Have you ever been reading the Bible, and maybe you're reading a verse that you've read many times, then all of a sudden, it just jumps out to you. You know where that is? That's the Holy Spirit inspiring you and revealing to you what God says. What we need today is not men's opinions. We don't need to hear what men think. We need to hear what God thinks. Amen? Amen? And it's important when you're reading the Word and studying the Word that you listen to Him. I told you in the beginning, a couple weeks ago, that great leaders are, number one, great listeners. They listen. They hear. God always coincides with His Word. God wants you to hear Him. And there are those voices today that will tell you this book is not real. It was written by men. Now that is true. It was written by men. But they were inspired by God. You can't convince me any other way. This book, it took 1,600 years to write this book. You can't tell me that these men wrote what they thought. They just wrote as the Holy Spirit inspired them to write. So when you read this book, it is God's Word. It is inspired. And it speaks to you. In the middle of the night, there have been times when you get up and you go and you just say, Lord, I'm so confused. I need you to speak to me. You open up the Bible and all of a sudden there's a verse that just jumps right out into your heart. You remember back in the old days when our mom, our grandmamas and our granddaddies had coffee tables. Y'all remember them? They had coffee tables, and on that coffee table was the Word of God. Amen? And you better not put nothing on it. Don't you put nothing on that Bible. That Bible is sacred and holy. How many of y'all know they knew what they were talking about? Amen. It's still sacred and holy. It's not something you throw in the back seat of the car or throw in the windshield somewhere and then sometime when you're in trouble you go look for it. This is God's Word. They've tried to burn it. They've tried to bury it. They've tried to stomp it out. They've tried to take it out of schools. They've tried to take it out of everywhere. But you can't take out God's Word because God is everywhere. Y'all probably saw that little saying. I've seen it. It said there'll always be prayer in schools as long as there's final exams. Amen. The Holy Spirit is so real. And the enemy tried to get the Holy Spirit all mixed up in denominations and speaking in tongues and all this stuff to just try to confuse everybody to where they're scared of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to be scared of Him. He's your friend. He loves you. It's God. When you read that Word, He speaks in your heart. God wants you to hear Him. The primary way, I want you to get this, that God speaks to us, number four, is through His Word. Through His Word. Now, I'm going to show you a little bit of how old-fashioned I am this morning. I can't help it. I'm old and I'm old-fashioned. I know we got the Bible now on apps and all that. I think that's beautiful. I love it. I love that you can take your phone and just talk into it and say, what does so-and-so mean? And it just, I love that. But you know what? There's still nothing takes the place of a bound up 66 book Word of God. Nothing takes the place of it. And they tell me that it's the number one selling book in the world today. I read, at least we'll know more about that. But there's still. So you know, it tells me we need this today. I love the Bible. Over the years of ministry, I've gathered a bunch of them. And I love every one of them. Every one of them's got a story. Some of them are wore out more than others. But I want to tell you, raising two boys and families and all that, I'm glad that I've got His Word. And I want to tell you something. You need His Word. I love singing. I love doing all that. I love all that stuff. But you know what? You still need to learn to read His Word. Because every day in your life, I know you're busy, everybody's busy, but we all need to take time to feast on that Word. You see, the Word gets inside of you and the Word becomes you. Amen. We learn from God by reading His Word. Now I'm going to go through this real quick. How did God speak in the Old Testament? Number one, God spoke audibly. You remember when God, in the Garden of Eden, God spoke to Adam and Eve. You remember Moses in the burning bush? God spoke. You remember Isaiah heard the voice of God? So he is real. I've never heard him audibly, but that don't mean he don't speak audibly. God's voice. The second thing is, God speaks supernaturally. When God speaks, it is supernatural. Because God does not measure the circumstance or the situation. Because if there is not a way, He will make a way. Amen. God speaks supernaturally. So if you hear God speak to you and say, believe in this. And the next voice you hear, well, there's no way that can happen. You say, yeah, you're right. Naturally. But supernaturally, God can do it. Amen. God spoke to Abraham, who was well stricken in years. He was old. His wife was a little younger than him. He married a young wife. He was like 100. She was like 90. Young old woman in there. But God took their lives and said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Naturally, it was impossible. When you read His word and you say, God, I need strength. I just need help believing. God, I'm just dealing with doubt and I just need help. You flummo there in the Old Testament and you read about some of them battles they had. And you read where there was no way they could win. But God brought in the victory. You read where a man took the jawbone of a donkey. The jawbone of a donkey. And destroyed an army. If God be for you, who can be against you? The writer of Hebrews says, God, capital letters. Who, capital letters. In different ways and in different times, spoke. God is still speaking today in dreams. I believe God does speak in dreams. You remember Joseph? Joseph had a dream and he told his brothers that all the sheep would bow down to him and the stars and the sun and the moon would bow down to him. He had a dream and that dream came true. Visions. We've already talked about visions, but you remember Cornelius in chapter 10 of the book of Acts. Paul had a vision to go to Cornelius' house and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. God spoke through prophets. Now I believe there are some genuine prophets today. In the Bible there was Isaiah, there was Jeremiah, there was Ezekiel, there was Haggai, and there was Zechariah, and on and on and on. There were prophets. The law of Moses spoke. The law of Moses spoke. You remember the first five books of the Bible. They were called the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The law of Moses, which was the law of God. Circumstances, we already talked about that. You remember Naaman. Maid told his wife of a prophet. There's a prophet that if Naaman will go see him, he'll be healed. And he had to dip seven times. Do you remember that story? And he dipped seven times. Can you imagine? One, I feel like an idiot. Two, this ain't gonna work. Three, what in the world? Four, five, six, come on. Six, I'm still the same. But God says seven. The circumstance says, ain't nothing going to happen to you. You are an idiot. But that seventh time, he come up and his skin was healed. He looked like a baby. His skin was so soft. Isn't that God? Circumstances. Angels. Oh, I love angels. Don't you love angels? I believe right now there are angels that encompass around about us. Do you believe? I'm going to tell you this. I believe that every day we have angels assigned to us. I believe that. Remember that car wreck you almost got in? You remember how something happened and you just closed your eyes because you just knew something was going to happen. And it just went on by you. That storm that came and jumped over the parsonage and blew the building down. That storm. Isn't it amazing how angels just take care of us? I think about my bodyguard over there. I pray for him every week. He deals with a lot of inmates. I pray for him every week. The angels just encamp about him. And then he started telling me stories how some of them want to talk to him about the God that he's got inside of him. Isn't that something? That's God. That's what God can do. Angels, Zechariah, I am Gabriel. I want Gabriel with me. I am Gabriel who stands in the presence of God. Let me tell you something. Angels are real. I think I might have told you this story, but when I was coming up through school, I had one professor, Dr. Ruth Moore. I don't know if you remember her or not, but she was against Satan and against satanic worship and all that. And at that time, Goldsboro had a lot of satanic churches. And she would get dolls in the mail with pins in them. And she'd bring them to school and we'd see them. It was unreal. There was attacks on her life. There were threats on her life. She was just a little old lady. But she preached the word of God. And guess what? One person said, you know, she had a 69 Chevrolet by the grace of God that ran. And she drove that thing everywhere. Said, I seen you one day come by, but I got to tell you what I saw. She said, what did you see? Said, there were six angels around your car, three on each side with their hands on the top of your car, guiding you down the road. She says, I know that. I know that. I pray they go with me everywhere I go. And she went everywhere. I want to tell you, I believe in angels. Amen. I'm going to have to close now. My time is gone. I got so much more to share with you, but I want you to know God is speaking today. And whatever you need Him to do, God will do it. Take time to get along this week. I know your schedules are crazy like everybody else's, but take time to get along with God. And say, God, speak to me today. Turn the radio off. Turn your phone off. Turn all your devices off. And just say, Lord, speak to me. I want you to listen just a minute. Isn't that beautiful? Say, what are you doing? You hear that silence? Isn't that beautiful sometimes? That's what God wants. Pull side of the road, pull into Walmart parking lot somewhere, just stop, cut everything off, say, Lord, I'm really struggling right now. I pray for Sister Mary a lot. She's dealing a lot with Charles. You know, Charles is sick, but you know, she's going through stuff too. Every one of us has got a story, and somebody needs to pray for us, right? And the Bible calls us to pray for one another. But you know what? You're never going to pray for nobody unless you listen. But if you'll listen, God will tell you how to do it, when to do it, and when you need and what to do. That's what God does. If you got to make a decision, what job do I need to take? Lord, what decision do I need to make in life? Just listen. Because a lot of times, I feel this right here. A lot of times your answer will come from a still, small voice. You remember that story in the Bible about the earthquake and the wind and all that? You remember that? And then it said God came in a still small voice. The art of listening is something that we need to regain. Because, as I told y'all before, sitting under that old tree on Sunday afternoon, listen to those old men. Son, you'll learn more if you'll listen. God's telling us today, daughter, son, you'll learn a lot more about me if you'll just listen. Discern those voices that are coming in, and then look for his dialogue. Because God will show you in many different ways how he works, who he is, and how he's going to bring you through this. I love him today, don't you? Don't you love God? I love God because we got a church to come to that loves God. I love God because every time I drive up in this yard, this place is different than any place in Goldsboro. I mean it. Any place, any church, any of them. You drive up here sometime during the week by yourself, and you sit in that car and you look at that steeple. That steeple was high and lifted up. Because that's what we do here at Northview. We lift up God. And don't you be surprised that we're out packed full, because everybody don't want God. Everybody don't want God. But for those that do, God said, I'll have a place and you can come and worship him. I thank God for this place. I thank God for you. And I thank God for everything he does for us. Amen. Now we're going to close with a song this morning. Don't you love him this morning? Did you get anything out of this morning?
Amen.
Turn to page 342. Jerry's going to come. I love Jerry. Don't y'all think he don't get me back now. Take Time to Be Holy. Beautiful song. Old song. Help me out this morning. Take time to be holy. Speak off with thy Lord. Abide in him always. Feed on children, help those who are weak. Living in life is blessed to see. You see the words of that? Let me read that to you. Take time to be holy, speak off with the Lord, abide in him always, and feed on his word. Now, I didn't know she was going to bring this song, and she didn't know what I was preaching today, but God did. Let's sing that first verse again. Amen. Take time to be holy. Speak off with thy Lord. Abide in him all. Feed on his word. Feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgive. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, for church. We thank you, Lord, for God's people assembling themselves together on this weekend. God, we thank you that thy word is a lamp unto our way, a light unto our pathway. We thank you, Lord, that when we're so lost and we don't know what to do, your word is a lighthouse that guides us in the dark storm. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for speaking to us like you do. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.